It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so have a heart.
Thank you, Mr. Vargas. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We're going to meet our mothers in just a second. I should say
Mother.
Mike in Rockville, Maryland. You're on the big show. How are you, Mike?
Hey, very good. I wanted to commend Rob on his both his bravery and his funny story. One thing he could have done with the bag was to hold it up and shake it a little bit when the woman indicated that he had had it done. He said, "Yeah, man, I have them right here. Can you look?"
You know, thanks for the call, Mike. We were talking about how that would be so much real fun to do. Even if you didn't have an appointment in that office, just show us where it was.
Show up with a bag.
What is a urologist? Is that what
it is?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Bring a decoy bag with broken glass
what
in it.
What is that beeping?
And
it's
just shake
timer.
It. Oh, sorry about that.
There you go. You just walk in there and,
a bag of broken glass.
Or how about a tremendous blood stain on the front of your pants?
Walk in limping.
Good night,
everybody. Get me in early?
Use ketchup. That would be too much fun.
I can wait.
I swear to God, I want to go over and do it right now. Greg, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Greg?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, what if he pulled out a nice, warm cinnamon roll, and then in the sample cup was the icing, and he just squeezes it out all over?
What if we did that?
Right.
Wouldn't that be something, Mike?
What if we did? Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. All right. Do we have our mother's music, Rob?
Yes, we do.
Let's meet the lovely ladies, because we have to get started on this, because we've only got a certain amount of time, and all sorts of wacky stuff has to go on for these ladies today. It's time for our Big Mother Contest. Let's meet our very first mom. I think if this is in chronological order from the calls we got, this would be Mad Mom Mandy. Is this Mad? No, it's not. Beth Ann, come up to the microphone.
Yes, hello.
We're on the radio. Just tell us who we're meeting here.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm good. How are you?
And how many months are you?
That's a joke.
I know. How many months are you?
How many months of me?
You're taking off the baby with,
yes,
Mike.
Like, you ass.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Shut up and introduce our first mother.
Okay.
Who is this?
I don't remember.
Okay, step up. Thanks.
I know.
Thanks after all that.
Wow.
Well, wow.
What was the question? There was a McBridian moment. I'm trying to think what it was. I actually pointed at Beth Ann and I said, how are all the mothers doing?
Uh-huh.
And she says, upstairs? And I'm like, that's a McBridian moment.
Yeah, it is.
You suddenly have no way. She has fielded the question.
She's answering a question with a question that doesn't pertain to the first question.
That's exactly what it is.
And so it's wrong on two levels.
That is a McBridian moment. And it's but it's you.
It's
and
me.
It's charming. And it's we so like that. Let's meet
Hillary.
Our very first mom.
It's Hillary.
Hillary.
Hi, Hillary.
Hello.
How are you? Just step up, please. And nice to see you, Hillary.
Hello.
Where are you from, darling?
Springfield, Virginia.
You're another young mom. How old are you?
36.
You're
not
another
young.
God,
sorry.
You look young. That's the second mother.
Uh-huh.
You look 22.
Bless you.
I mean, you really, really do. Yeah. Is this your first pregnancy?
My second.
Your second. How old's your first child?
She's 2.5.
Two and a half. And
that's a good space.
Do you know what you're expecting yet?
I'm having a girl.
Another
one. Wow.
Another girl. Thank you.
You know what I say, Hillary? Thank heaven for little girls. Who's getting nauseous? All right. Anyway.
Second day with a French accent.
I'm curious.
Curious.
Has Beth Ann McBride explained the rules of Big Mother to you?
No, she really hasn't.
Shocker.
And yet she signed the rules.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I read the rules.
Good for you.
You read the rules.
Otherwise.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to meet you individually. Then we're going to bring all you moms back in here very briefly before we send you upstairs to Mr. Burbank's office. I use the term office loosely.
Yeah, it's just a room,
you know what I mean.
Really.
So where are you from, Hillary?
Closet.
Springfield, Virginia.
Springfield, Virginia. And how far along are we?
31 weeks.
And what would that be in months?
Close to 8 months.
Oh, so you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
First baby you had, was it early, late, perfect?
She was 10 weeks early. 10 weeks, sorry, 10 days early.
10 days early.
That makes a big difference.
By a factor of 7.
10 weeks early, mate. 10 weeks
days.
Early.
Oh, my God.
How has this pregnancy gone for you? Has it been an easy one?
You know what? No.
No.
The first one was really easy. This one's been rough.
So have you been staying off your feet?
Yeah, I've been trying.
One of the prizes.
I don't have feet, actually.
One of the prizes is a pregnancy massage. If you won that, what part of you hurts the most? Your feet? I hear that a lot. What's bugging you?
My hips.
Your hips?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vagine.
Good to know. Not yet.
The vagine. What hurts? Daisy.
How are the moms getting along so far?
Daisy.
This. She points to it. Uh-huh. Like walks up to you and inch from your face.
Right.
What
here.
Do you think hurts, Buzz?
Right here.
What hurts? This ass. I'm terribly sorry, Hillary. Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
That's great.
All mothers will receive a $50 gift card from proflowers.com. You've heard me talk about that, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you gone to the website?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
I ordered my sister-in-law's Mother's Day flowers.
Did you really?
Very good.
That's so wonderful. We're so client-friendly. Proflowers.com, perfect for Mother's Day. Also, all our moms will receive a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa. Have you ever gotten one of those before?
Yes, sir. But
they sound like they would be like really gentle and amazing and
would
and
we like
fun.
That? Would that be good for us?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'd be able to get one. I mean, if you put a bag over my head, I could pass. This stomach could pass for pregnant.
He's lactating.
I'm doing it right now. Red Doors packages, they come beautifully gift boxed with an exclusive spa robe. Our first runner-up today, Hillary, will get an LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man from Verizon Wireless. And, of course, our ultimate winner will win $1,000. So I think what I'm going to do is bring all the girls in, all the mothers in after we meet them individually.
Okay.
Then I'll explain the rules so I don't have to do it each and every time. All right?
That's a good idea.
But it's simple, and I think, you know, you've watched Survivor and Big Brother and those kind of things. You know how it works, right? Okay, thank you, Hillary. Very nice meeting
you. Thank you. Nice
help her up, please, Rob. Help her up, for God's sake.
Welcome.
There we go.
Thanks for playing our little game.
That could be any moment. Now, all our moms could really kind of be any moment.
Well, I still like the idea of you going to the Red Door Salon and explaining that you're dilated to 7 centimeters.
I just want to try the pregnancy massage. Let's meet our next mother. Hello, Mom. And, boy, you sat down very gingerly. How are we? Are we all right?
Yeah.
Can you pull the microphone a little closer there?
Or just move
nervous.
To it.
You're nervous, but what was a nervous sit down appeared to me to be
a painful.
Kind of a, you know, like I'm going to pop. Sit down. How far along are you? What's your name?
My name is Amy Latanzio.
Uh-huh. Hi, Amy. I'm right over here. You can look at me. Don't be shy,
sorry,
sweetie.
My stomach hurts.
No. Are you serious?
Now, from nerves?
Are you feeling like contractions?
Yeah, nervous. Or? Well, I have some contractions, but not many.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh,
no.
I have tools in the car.
They're very small.
Is this your first child?
So are the tools.
Second. So you've
child.
Been through this. You kind of know the way your body.
Yep.
Now, Beth Ann. Excuse me just a second. What is your first name again?
Amy.
Amy, thank you. Hold on just a second. Beth Ann!
Come here.
Contractions?
What?
Contractions, K.
I've got...
Contractions, K. Octorday.
I got...
Emergency, A.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody standing by?
Yes, here he is.
Jesus, I'm all freaked out. Oh my God. Yes, this man. No. In the event that things happen very quickly, this man, Mr. Joseph Archer,
he'll be fine.
Will deliver your baby.
No. Oh no.
Don't anybody worry.
I'll
we
walk.
All watched that California Highway Patrol video. So we all know what to expect. That's
you're right. In fine hands. Everything's going to be just fine. So where are you from?
I am from, I live in Springfield.
Oh, very good. Have you gotten a chance to meet all the other moms?
Yep.
And you excited about this big contest?
Sure.
Have you made any
friends?
What do
you mean, sure?
Well, I'm not really
Are you not
sure.
feeling well?
I it's hard to want to say who you'd want to vote off. I'm not really sure.
Well, that's part of the cruelty of reality television.
As time goes on, it'll become more clear.
And now it's reality radio, and I would say, really, even though it's a much, it's a concentrated version of what we're doing, I would start to form some alliances, okay?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
Some opinions.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, and we'll meet the next mom, please, and be careful getting up, especially with those contractions.
And remember, be judgmental.
That's hope it's a boy, Hillary. Hope it's a girl, Hillary.
That's right.
7.5 months pregnant. Let's meet our next lady.
Jenny.
Who's this?
Jenny.
Come on in.
Hi, Jenny.
Jenny, ready to drop. That's the nickname Beth Ann gave you. Jenny, ready to drop from Fairfax. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going, Jenny? Where are you? You're from Fairfax.
I live in Fairfax now. I'm actually from New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans, the Big Easy.
Cool. That's right.
Are you born and bred in New Orleans, Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that great? How about a little lagniappe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buzza lived in New Orleans for a while, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I know all about it, sure.
And
you're my new best friend.
And how old are we?
I'm 21 years old.
There, you look 21. You look you look very young. Is this your first baby?
This is my second child.
Oh, your second child. Very
congratulations.
Nice.
We get married young down in the South.
Yes,
sir.
Right.
When you are married.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
2 years. Over 2 years.
Don't call him sir.
You are married.
Call me Colonel.
Have you gotten a chance to meet all the other ladies?
Yes, and they're very, very nice ladies.
But you understand this is a reality show, so this is kind of cutthroat, and we're going to have to vote some ladies out of there.
They're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, I don't want to do that. It's just horrible.
Did you meet Hillary?
I did.
You like her?
I like them all.
I really like
her. That'll change.
Are there some that you like less?
Yeah.
No, I really like everybody.
Well, you better start
really
forming
do.
Some opinions.
You know, I chatted with Hillary in 5 minutes. I got HM. You know HM, right?
High maintenance.
Oh.
Okay. Now, it's just not my opinion, but I'm not trying to sway the I can't do that. That would be against the rules.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Jenny, ready to drop from Fairfax. Yeah. Anybody you want to say hello to?
My husband and my little man, Micah.
Very good.
Very nice.
I like you got a little accent there going down there.
She couldn't
out
be
of a New Orleans
accent.
My husband and my little man, Micah.
Jenny, she's very cute.
Also very pretty. Very we had good. People writing on IM to ask if we might see pictures of the mothers at some point. Do we know of any plans?
The answer is yes, Beth Ann McBride. We will have them on the website.
Are they tasteful?
Okay, very good. I like it when both Beth Ann and Matt the Pole are talking to me like I can hear them when they're not on microphone. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Very good. Yes,
yes, Mike, we have pictures.
Okay, WJFK.com. You can see pictures of our moms. Who's next?
Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hello, Mandy.
Come right over here. Hello, Mandy.
She came and she stayed.
Very good.
She came
yes.
without taking.
Mandy, where are you from?
Leesburg.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Great town.
And thank you.
How far along are we, Mandy?
I'm 36 weeks, which is eight plus months.
You know what you're going to have yet? Do you know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
It's a big surprise.
Oh, cool.
And you know that you got $1,000 on the line today, right?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, you're surprised.
You didn't know that.
Okay.
Another person who reads everything they sign.
Yes. Have you have you gotten a chance to meet the other moms?
Oh, yes. They're lovely.
They're lovely. Okay. But just remember,
perfect.
It's going to be cutthroat as we continue with this thing.
Oh.
I'll explain it all to you.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that. All right. Thanks so much. Do we have one more mother to meet?
One more,
our fifth mother, and then we'll bring them all back in here.
Very nice moms.
So when and take your time getting up, really. Don't have to jump out of that chair. Okay.
No.
Oh, dear. I thought
maybe the only way she can get up.
Thought I saw a contraction.
I saw something.
I did too. Laura, this is our next mom. Hi there. Come right in, Laura. Have a seat.
Laura.
Take it easy.
Welcome.
Nice.
Sit down.
Easy
does
that's the way you sit down.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you, Laura?
I am great.
Where are you from?
I am from Alexandria.
Alexandria, Virginia. And how far along are we?
I am,
step up to the microphone a little bit, please.
I am 28 weeks, which is 7 months.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. And you've gotten a chance to meet all the other mommies.
I did.
Do we know what we're having yet?
We're having twins.
Oh!
Wow!
But, you know, I was saying, I remember when we got this, that, you know, you were on our list earlier in the week, and I said, I wish we could do some kind of, like, extra credit for twins, but we can we? That's not in the rules.
It's got to be worth something extra, but yes, one of each at the same time.
Well, you know, the nice thing is all the moms are getting these great gifts today, which is the pregnancy massage, and also, what's the other thing, the proflowers.com, which is very nice.
We're having a good time together.
Good. Well, you can stay seated because you were the last one we talked to. Beth Ann, let's bring all the mothers in there, and we're going to explain the rules of the contest.
Wheel of Men.
This is very, very exciting.
If you were looking for a lot of cat fighting,
it's not going
to
happen.
It's really not happening.
Well,
try
you know,
to
really,
we shall see.
I have to tell you something. You know, the competition really hasn't begun yet.
He tried to get me to be.
Oops, sorry about that.
All right, let's bring them all in. We've got. I'm going to say, you know, just a yo, like we would do in the military. We got Mandy.
Yo.
Laura.
Hey.
Hillary.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Hey there.
Amy. And no rookie brookie. Is she? She's our observer.
She's observing.
She'll be observing today. Ladies, here's how it's going to work. All right, we're going to take you upstairs to Mr. Burbank's office. You're just going to hang out. You're going to talk. You can talk amongst each other in a group. You can talk quietly. You can say, excuse me, and just go over into the corner.
Get to know each other.
You know, it's a very tricky. Hillary, why are you giving me that look? You're giving me that crazy look. Wait, give the microphone to Hillary for a second.
That's Amy.
Amy? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Hillary. All right. No, Amy, you were giving me a weird look. What's that weird look? Are you having contractions? All right, I'm just saying. Here's the way it works. So can you give her the microphone? She's talking to me and I can't. How about somebody hold the microphone so when they're talking? There we go. Beth Ann, why are you afraid of the pregnant ladies?
I'm afraid of the pregnant
You are? You're afraid
no,
of the pregnant women.
She thinks it's contagious.
Do you girls get the impression that Beth Ann's afraid of the pregnant ladies?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Laura said yes.
Well.
What did you want to say, Amy? Amy, you were looking at me kind of.
I mean, we've been talking the last couple hours, so.
Well, you're
going
to have to really start talking now, Amy.
Okay.
Because the game is really going to start, you understand?
Okay.
And you go to Mr. Burbank's office, and Beth Ann, jump in if I'm getting the rules wrong.
Believe me, I will.
You chat amongst yourselves, and then.
Get to know each other.
The beginning of the next break. You're going to come down here, and we are going to vote somebody off. And the way you do that, you don't have to tell anybody. You can sneakily form an alliance, but really, you're just going to vote on the woman that you want out of there, and then we're going to go one, two, three, until there are two of you left.
The final two, Mike.
But the good news is you all get to stay even if you get voted off, because you will be the final jury, mm-hmm. along with our alternate Brookie, no rookie Brookie. And then at the end of the show, right in the middle of Mr. Burbank's last news of the day, we will have you vote as a jury on the final person that you want to stay, the one that you think should be the winner, and that person will win $1,000. This is Big Mother.
Woo!
Tried to sound like Ryan Seacrest there.
That, you did well.
For the final votes, you're
yes?
going to do it just like Jeff Probst does on Survivor.
Oh, exciting.
I've got a little box.
You got a
and
about
go,
that. We have torches.
We don't get to do that for every elimination? Can we do that for...
if you want to, Mike.
Because I really just want to say, for the F of it, I want to say the tribe has spoken.
Okay.
Just fine. So do you all understand? Are there any questions?
Yeah, next time you
say... Yeah, step up to the microphone, please with a question.
Into the mic.
Next time you say $1,000, you got to do it like this, okay?
Okay, I will do it for you because she wants a little Austin Powers there.
Uh-huh.
And you are...
Jenny,
I will do that for you. You will win $1,000. All right. Get out of here. Go up to Buzz's office. We got more work to take care of. Take your time getting up, Laura.
Thank you, Moms.
No sudden movements. We don't want any unexpected contractions.
What is
Matt,
the maximum...
you take care of those ladies, please.
What is the maximum weight for our elevator?
I'm not sure. I think they'll be fine, Rob.
I'm sure.
Except for the one with twins.
Yeah,
twins.
Wow.
How about that?
And she was only 7 months.
Oh, my God. Very scary.
You could use that.
She was ripe with child, Mike.
Okay, we've got to... God, we are running so late with our mothers. We got to take a break.
We
sorry.
Do.
Yeah, got to do that.
All right,
when
okay.
we come back, we will have the Buzz reads the lyrics. And then after that, our very first elimination. So
all
these
right.
ladies are only going to have about 10 minutes to make snap judgments about the women they hate. Is that American as apple pie or what?
Have you picked a favorite for the first one to be eliminated?
Damn right I have.
Uh-huh. Knew you had.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God. I think we all have,
yeah,
haven't
yeah,
we?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, listen up.
She might not even be pregnant.
But we don't get to vote. They vote.
Rob. You know, Rob, you're a wonderful hater. Big Mother and Buzz reads the lyrics coming up on The Big Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.